بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد We continue reading in the treatise of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala thalathatu usulin wa adillatuha, the three fundamental principles and their evidences. We continue reading from al-asl al-awwal, al-aslu al-awwal, the first fundamental principle, and it is that question that everyone will be asked in the grave: man rabbuk وَبِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ. The question in the grave: مَنْ رَبُّكَ, who is your Lord? And likewise from this asl, then how do you know your Lord? يعني, to know the answer to the question, one has to know who their Lord is in this life. And the way to know him, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, is from his signs and his creation. And likewise in his legislation, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, knowing him by his names and his attributes, and also knowing him by his kindness and his mercy and his help and his support, knowing him in times of ease, and also knowing him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in times of difficulty and hardship. Knowing him in times of ease also, and knowing him in times of difficulty and hardship. We have seen from the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather the greatest right of Allah azza wa jal, is that he should be worshipped alone. Ibadatuhu wahdahu la sharika lah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa rabb huwa al-ma'bud. So we continue reading from some of these acts of worship that are solely and sincerely the right of Allah azza wa jal alone. And we have discussed the issues with related that are related to a du'a wal khawfu والرجاء والتوكل والرغبة والرهبة والخشوع والخشية. And we've seen some of the details the ulama have mentioned with regards to these great acts of worship, and that all of them, they must be sincerely for Allah alone. And if a person were to associate partners with any whatsoever with Allah in any one of these acts of worship, then he would have disbelieved and committed shirk, ya'adhan billah. So we continue, the author, he says, وَالدَّلِيلُ الْإِنَابَةِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And the evidence for the fact that al-inaba is an act of worship is a statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. And make inaba, وَأَنِيبُوا, and he repent and devote yourself entirely to Allah, to your Lord. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, and surrender and submit to him. The ulama, they mention al-inaba, it has the meaning of at-tawba. At-tawba, al-inaba tu, hiya at-tawba. That the meaning of inaba is the meaning of at-tawba. And both of them, they have a linguistic meaning, which means ar-rujur, and to return. Ar-rujur, and to return. But the meaning of tawbah is to return back to the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal after being heedless, or to return back to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal after being disobedient, to turn back to fulfilling the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal after neglecting them, making tawbah and returning to Allah Azza wa Jal, sincerity, seeking repentance from Him for errors and for mistakes and for shortcomings. This is at-tawbah, repentance. But as for al-inaba, then it is at-tawbah, but along with that, the ulama, they mention al-iqbalu ala Allah. فَالْإِنَابَةُ تَوْبَةٌ وَزِيَادَةٌ. تَوْبَةٌ وَزِيَادَةٌ. It's tawbah along with something more. Al-inaba is a type of tawbah, but also it has another meaning, and it has more than just simple repentance, because the ulama, they say, al-inabatu hiya tawbatun ma'a al-iqbali ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil-ibadah. Ma'a al-iqbal عَلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِالْعِبَادَةِ. الْإِنَابَة is extra, or it's a little more than, or it has more another meaning that's not only in Tawbah. And this is to make Inaba is to repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then to dedicate oneself and to devote oneself to the worship of Allah, and to increase in the worship and obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and increase in the hope and the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala after Tawbah. So at Tawbah, a person maybe he will repent from sins, or maybe he will repent from his errors, but then and this would be good for him, alhamdulillah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, he accepts the Tawbah of those who repent. But this does not necessitate that he would increase after repentance. He would increase in worship. He would increase in devotion. Rather, the one who makes tawbah and then along with his tawbah increases in obedience, increases in acts of ibadah and acts of obedience and ta'at. He increases in his dedication and devotion to Allah. His heart becomes more full of the love and the fear of Allah and the hope in his reward, causing him to strive harder after making tawbah. So he makes tawbah and then he increases in devotion. So the ulama, they say, al-inabatu hiya tawbatu ma'a al-iqbari ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil-ibadah wa bil-ta'at. Now that a person, he will make tawbah, he will repent from his sins and leave off the errors and the transgression that he was upon before, and then also along with that, yunibu ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa yuqbilu alayhi biqalbihi wa biwajhihi fi al-ibadah wa bil-ibadah, in acts of worship, that he would devote himself entirely after that, increasing in worship. So inaba, this is a great act of worship, and the evidence the author is mentioning to establish that it is an act of worship and it must be for the sake of Allah alone, wa anibu ila rabbikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this noble verse, he has commanded the slaves to make inaba to their Lord. Wa anibu, this is a command. Anaba, yunibu, anib, inabatan, wa anibu, antum, wa anibu ila rabbikum, and devote, repent, and return with sincere repentance and devotion, and striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa aslimu lahu, and surrender and submit to him. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ أَيْ وَاسْتَسْلِمُوا لِي لَهُ بِأَدَاءِ أَوَامِرِهِ وَتَرْكِ النَّوَاهِيهِ. وَأَسْلِمُوا هُنَا يعني الإسلام هنا بمعنى الاستسلام للأحكام الشرعية. الاستسلام للأحكام الشرعية. And surrender and submit to him, meaning by complying to his commandments and staying away from his prohibition. Staying away from his prohibitions. By fulfilling the legislative commandments and restrictions, this is the one who has made al-Islam properly, al-Istislam, lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala bil-tawheed, wal-inqiyad lahu bil-ta'a, wal-bara'atu min al-shirki wa ahlihi. Sheikh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sidi, rahimahullah wa ta'ala, in one of his beneficial works he has, that is, he's summarized the tafsir of the Qur'an, not from his actual tafsir, but a shorter summarized version called Khulasatu Tafsir al-Qur'an. He has mentioned in the end of this work some beneficial terms, and we have read from this portion of his work more than one time to benefit from the understanding and his definition of some of these words that are used in the Qur'an, particularly these words with regards to ibadah and types of worship. So he mentioned in this work, rahimahullahu ta'ala, under the terms al-mahabbatu lillahi wal-inabatu ilallah. Al-mahabbatu lillahi wal-inabatu ilallah. Loving Allah and also making al-inabatu Allah. Making al-inaba. Al-inaba is to repent and to return to Allah Azza wa Jal with devotion and with constant and devout worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the meaning here says of inaba, and we look how he has coupled this definition together. The definition of al-inaba, he has coupled it with the other act of worship, al-mahabba, love. Loving Allah Azza wa Jal is coupled with making al-inaba to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. He says, هِيَ قُوَّةُ الْوُدِّ لِلَّهِ لِكَمَالِهِ وَنِعَمِهِ الظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ. This is the first case, al-mahabba and al-inaba, to have the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and to return to him with sincere devotion and repentance and obedience. It means that inside the heart there will be strong love for Allah. Hiya quwwatu al-wudd, al-wudd yani mahabba wal-hub, that there's strong, sound love for Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is because لِكَمَالِهِ, because of His completeness and His perfection, and because of the perfect attributes and names that He and beautiful and lofty names, Subhanahu wa Taala. He is the one who is described with divinity, and He is the one who has al-uluhiyya, and He is the one who has al-asma'ul husna wa sifatul uliya, Subhanahu wa Taala. And He never becomes tired, nor does He become sleepy, and nothing ever harms Him or preoccupies Him, Subhanahu wa Taala. Rather, He is alive and He never dies. And He is strong and He's never weak, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So whenever a believer, he knows this, and he learns about the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he learns likewise about the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he ponders over the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal to realize the greatness of his Lord. At this time, he will love Him. Whenever this love comes into the heart, where does it come from? لِكَمَالِهِ, by knowing Him and knowing His complete perfection, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in His names and in His attributes and in His actions, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Also, he says, وَنِعَمِهِ الظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَ, also loving Him. This strong love comes into the heart for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and loving Allah because of His blessings, His tremendous blessings that are outward and inward. His tremendous blessings that are outward and inward. And this is why a servant, he says, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Praising Allah Azza wa Jal with love and magnification. يعني الثناء على الله سبحانه وتعالى بالمحبة والتعظيم. Alhamdulillah. But why is he praised? He's praised for these reasons. He's praised with love and magnification for these reasons, because he is the one who possesses the perfect attributes, the attributes of perfection, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. No deficiency does he have whatsoever. And likewise, he is the one who bestows all of the blessings, outwardly and inwardly, that which is apparent and that which is unseen, the blessings of health and the blessings of security, the blessing of wealth and the blessing of children and family, the blessing of al-Islam and steadfastness, and the blessing to be able to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla upon clarity, the blessing of knowledge. All of this comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whenever the believer realizes these blessings outward and inwardly, and also realizes that they're from Allah alone, and he knows Allah Azza wa Jal in this manner, then he will love Allah Azza wa Jal. He will love Allah Azza wa Jal. So he says, هِيَ قُوَّةُ الْوُدِّ لِلَّهِ لِكَمَالِهِ وَنِعَمِهِ الظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَ وَانْجِذَابِ الْقَلْبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَأَلُّهًا وَرَغْبَةً وَرَهْبَةً فِي كُلِّ الْمَطَالِبِ. And then at this time, his heart will be drawn to Allah Azza wa Jal, and deifying him with love and magnification. Also, along with that, he will, and he's the one who has the true love of Allah, and he's making inaba, then also he has وَرَغْبَةً وَرَهْبَةً فِي كُلِّ الْمَطَالِبِ, that he has this hope and this fear from Allah Azza wa Jal in every affair that he seeks after, and all of the affairs in his life. وَطُمَنِينَةُ الْقَلْبِ بِذِكْرِهِ, and that the heart likewise it finds tranquility in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the one who loves Allah, the one who finds tranquility whenever the name of Allah is mentioned. Whenever somebody reminds them, whenever they fall into error or they fall into heedlessness, or even if they are in a state of awareness, whenever Allah is mentioned, they hear the name of Allah, they find peace in their heart. They find tranquility in their heart. They find ease in their heart and the remembrance of their Lord. This is whenever they find satisfaction and contentment, whenever they understand that Allah, He is the Rabb. نَمْ وَلَهَجُوا بِدُعَائِهِ, and that they are very fond, and the heart is fond and loves to call on Him and supplicate to Him. وَالرُّجُوعُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْأُمُورِ الدِّينِيَّةِ وَالدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ الْجَلِيلَةِ وَالْحَقِيرَةِ, and that the person will return, this person who loves Allah, and he's making al-inaba, meaning that they will return to Allah Azza wa Jal in every single affair, in the religion and also in the worldly affairs, whether they are major affairs or whether they are minor and insignificant affairs. And whether it is a great affair or whether it is something minor or small, whether it is something that people may consider that it is insignificant even to this fact. But the person who has love of Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart and has his devotion and inaba and true repentance and return to Allah, he will seek the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal in every single affair. Whether if it is a great endeavor that is heavy and difficult, or whether if it is something that is very simple. And this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to seek the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal and refuge with Him and protection with Him in every affair. whenever he's sleeping and whenever he's waking and whenever he's eating and whenever he's leaving his home and whenever he's returning, whenever he has relations with his family, in every situation the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether it was a major affair or a minor affair, he's seeking aid and support and returning to Allah azza wa jal for his assistance and aid. So he says, فَمَنْ كَانَ قَلْبُهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ مُحِبٌّ لِلَّهِ. The one who his heart has al-inaba and is devoted and returning in repentance to Allah Azza wa Jalla at all times, then this is the one who loves Allah. Then this is the one who loves Allah. So he says, وَالْمُنِيبُ هُوَ الْأَوَّاهُ الرَّجَّاعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْأَوَّابُ إِلَيْهِ. The munib, yani the one who is performing al-inaba, he is the one who is repentant always and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of his affairs, putting his trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of his affairs. It's amazing how we see how the relationship between these ibadat, how he has mentioned that the one who is truly making al-inaba, the al-munib lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who loves Allah. And in this love causes him to return and to devote himself to Allah. And how does he devote himself? With love and with hope and with fear. And then he finds tranquility in the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. And he seeks his aid and assistance in all of his affairs. In all of his affairs. So this is the servant of Allah. This is the one who was a slave of Allah. And this is the high rank to reach in this life, to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author, he mentions now the evidence for al-isti'ana. He says, وَالدَّلِيلُ الْإِسْتِعَانَةِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And the evidence for al-isti'ana, meaning the proof that al-isti'ana and seeking aid and assistance is an act of worship that must be devoted sincerely and entirely for Allah Azza wa Jal alone, and that whoever directed that to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, فَهُوَ مُشْرِكٌ كَافِرٌ, is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek aid and assistance. And he mentioned likewise, and in the hadith, إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek aid and assistance, yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the narration, which is the narration of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. It's found in a Tirmidhi. It's authentic. In this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. That if you seek aid or assistance, if you seek help, then seek aid and assistance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We have read previously that the word al-isti'ana and the word al-tawakkul, they are similar. And both of them, they have the meaning of having dependence and reliance and the heart upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring about good for an individual. And also to protect a person from harm, whether it's in the worldly affairs or if it's in the religious affairs. And this is the meaning of tawakkul wal-isti'ana. And we see likewise that here the goal is to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the means to obtain that is to seek His aid and assistance. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned that ibadah first, and then the means to achieve that ibadah, al-isti'ana. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. So likewise, whenever a person, he puts his trust and faith in Allah, and he relies and depends upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, he takes the means as well as putting the faith of the heart and the dependence and the trust and the tawakkul upon Allah Azza wa Jalla with isti'ana billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the heart also, he takes the means. He takes the means. So the person, he wants to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, the means to do that is to seek his aid and to seek his help. Is to seek his aid and to seek his help alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. We see that one of the tabi'een, Mutarraf ibn Abdullah bin Shikhir, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that he contemplated over the avenues of khayr and the means of goodness. And he thought about this issue, and how to obtain khayr. How can a servant in this life obtain goodness and khayr for himself, for his family? So he thought about it, and he said, as-salat is khayr. الزكاة is خير, حج is خير, charity is صدقة. This is all خير. But then he, and this is all goodness for the person in this life. And then he pondered over it and he realized that all of these affairs are in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. That all of these affairs, it's not possible for an individual to perform salah or even to perform it properly or in a manner that will be accepted except by the aid and support of Allah Azza wa Jal. These affairs are in the hands of Allah. A person will not be able to leave his wealth and give it to the needy or to give it to some person who is in need and to leave that wealth while he loves it and he desires it and he wants it except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him aid and success. So he mentioned after pondering on this issue, what is the best means or the issue that would include or combine all of the good together at one time, and he mentioned that he found that that was dua. Because all of the avenues of khayr, they're in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in order to get something from Allah Azza wa Jal, you have to ask Him. You have to call on Him and supplicate to Him. The one who wants to be able to pray, he asks Allah Azza wa Jal to aid him to pray. Naam? He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid him to pray. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Oh, our Lord, make me from those who pray. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua and he asked Allah Azza wa Jal to make him from those who established as-salat. So then we see the issue here is that dua is the source and the means for the servant to obtain all good. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he pondered over this issue too. And he also pondered over this issue and he said, it's mentioned that he said, تَأَمَلْتُ أَنْفَعَ دُعَى. And if dua is the key and the source for all good, مِفْتَهُ الْخَيْرُ كُلِّ, then which dua is the best one? So he says, I pondered over the most beneficial. I pondered over the dua and the supplication that one could say and supplicate with. Which one is most beneficial? So then he said, رَحِيمُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ سُؤَالُ اللَّهِ الْعَوْنَ عَلَى مَرْضَاتِهِ. And then he realized after pondering over this issue, what dua is the most beneficial dua? He realized that the most beneficial dua is to ask Allah Azza wa Jal to help the person do that which is pleasing to him. سُؤَالُ اللَّهِ الْعَوْنَ عَلَى مَرْضَاتِهِ. That the servant, he will ask Allah Azza wa Jal to help him and to aid him and to assist him to do that which is pleasing to him. Shaykh al-Islam, he said after this, ثُمَّ رَأَيْتُهُ فِي الْفَاتِحَةِ. After now this realization, he said, then I realized that, or I seen this exact supplication, asking Allah's help to perform that which is pleasing to him, I seen that in the Fatiha. Where did he see that at? In the verse here that the author, he has mentioned, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek aid and help. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek aid and help. So this is the greatest dua. Rather, there are many aspects that, and this is the greatest dua, and this is the greatest, this is the dua that is the most obligatory dua. And does a person, could we think now, any supplication that's an obligation for a Muslim to recite it? A supplication or dua that's an obligation for every Muslim to learn it and to say it daily? Is there an obligation that we know or that we have heard from the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he mentioned that it's an obligation to make this supplication and this dua every day, an obligation for every Muslim? Meaning that the one who does not make that dua, he is sinning. I'm unaware of any dua like this. And the dua is highly encouraged, but to say that one is sinning if he didn't make a specific dua, then I'm unaware of this particular supplication, other than the supplication in Surah Al-Fatiha. Because it's an obligation for every believer to recite Surah Al-Fatiha and every salat. And in Surah Al-Fatiha is this supplication. Rather, this supplication, this is the essence of Al-Fatiha. After this, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ اِهْدِينَا صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. اِهْدِينَا صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. Guide us to the straight path. guidance to the straight path. And before that, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. We only seek your aid and we seek your help. We only seek your aid and we only seek your help. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek aid and help in. You alone do we seek aid and help from, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ibadah, al-istiana, it is ibadah. And ibadah cannot be performed except with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ibadah cannot be performed except with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this statement here, in this ayah of Allah azza wa jal, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. The first meaning is, in إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ فِيهَا بَرَاءَةٌ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَالْإِخْلَاصُ الْعِبَادَةِ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, you alone do we worship. This is when he frees himself from shirk. And this statement means that the worship is made sincerely and purely for Allah alone. And that is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. In the second portion of this noble verse, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ فِيهَا بَرَاءَةٌ مِنَ الْحَوْلِ وَالْقُوَّةِ. That an individual, whenever he says وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and you alone do we seek aid and assistance, this person who realizes this, now he has freed himself from power and might and authority from himself, and he knows that he is a slave, and that all his power and might, his ability, is only by way of Allah and by the permission and the aid of Allah. So the first part of this noble verse is bara'atun min ash-shirki, and the second part is bara'atun min al-hawli wal-quwwati. Bara'atun min al-hawli wal-quwwati wa iyyaka nasta'in. That's the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So the first part means la ilaha illallah, and the second part means or actualizes la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That Allah, He is the only one who's worthy of worship, and the worship must be done sincerely for Him. And the only way to perform that is not by one's own ability, or not by one's own cleverness, or will, but rather by the will of Allah, and by the aid and the support of Allah, and by the success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. In the first part, the one who realizes that that he only worships Allah alone, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. This one, he has freed himself from shirk, alhamdulillah. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, likewise, this one, he has freed himself, and you alone do we seek aid and help. He has freed himself from الرِّيَاء والعجب. الرِّيَاء والعجب. Because the person who does a deed, and he knows that he is only doing that by way of Allah Azza wa Jal, and by his aid and by his support and by his help and by his might, the might of Allah alone, then he does not show off. He does not show off. He is only doing this sincerely for the sake of Allah, and he knows that he is doing it for because Allah has allowed him, and it also has freed him from being amazed. Naam, excuse me, I mixed it. The first part is إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ أَنَّ خُلُوصٌ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ مِنَ الرِّيَاءِ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ is to free oneself from shirk and from riya. He's worshipping Allah alone, not the other people. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, this one, he's freeing himself from al-ujub. He'll be free from ujub and being amazed by his own deeds, because he knows he does not do that by his own ability, and it's not by his own cleverness, or because he is so hardworking and the likes like this, and he's so good, or he memorizes so much, or he learns so well, or he does this act of worship or that act of worship because of his own power or might. Rather, it's from the help and the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal. So, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ also, and this is الْخُلُوص مِنَ الرِّيَاءِ, to be free from showing off by actualizing the statement and fulfilling the rights of the statement, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, and he alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you alone do we seek aid and help. This one here is to free oneself from, it will free one, the one who actualizes the statement, it will free him from ujub and ghurur and self-amazement and thinking that he's better than others, knowing that it is from the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal that he is able to do good. the one who was able to learn the deen, the one who was able to pray, the one who was able to fast, the one who was able to do the actions that are pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who was able to memorize the Quran and to recite it in the daytime and in the nighttime. This is all from the aid of Allah for that individual. And this is all from the success and the blessing of Allah upon that individual. So the one who realizes this, إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, he only seeks that aid and help from Allah, and he knows that it's not from his own ability or his own might, and he surrenders and submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with devotion. With devotion and with sincerity, not with self-amazement and delusion. The author likewise, he mentioned, now he says, وَالدَّلِيلُ الْإِسْتِعَاذَةِ وَالدَّلِيلُ الْإِسْتِعَاذَةِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِهِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ وَقُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. نعم. And the author, he mentioned the proof for الْإِسْتِعَاذَةِ is the statement of Allah the Most High, say, and he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I seek refuge with the Lord of Al-Falaq, meaning the daybreak. And say, وَقُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind, with the Lord of mankind. Al-Isti'adha is to say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. استعاذ يستعيذ استعذ استعاذة يعني تقول استعذ بالله أي قل أعوذ بالله. العوذ والعياذ بالله عبادة قلبية عظيمة. This is a tremendous and a great act of worship, seeking refuge and protection from Allah Azza wa Jalla in times of danger, or whenever one is afraid of something. Whenever one is afraid of something in his deen or in his dunya, whether it is something he can see or cannot see, then he seeks refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether it's in the deen or whether it's in the dunya, the believer, he seeks refuge with Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. He seeks refuge with Allah alone. And he's seeking refuge linguistically. What does that mean? For example, if a person, he is, and linguistically, not in the legislative meaning or in the meaning which is ibadah, but in the legislative meaning, a person, for example, if he's afraid of a storm, if there is a tornado or the likes like this, a great storm, then many people, they will take shelter. They will find a place that they consider to be safe, that they hope will protect them from the danger of the wind. And many of them, they have cellars in the ground, or they will find a place in their house that is safe from the dangers, and they will take refuge there, and they will take shelter. And they hope that this place will be a means of protection for them. And so this is the case, or the meaning of isti'adha, to seek refuge from something, to seek refuge with something, and to seek refuge from something. So the believer, he seeks refuge with Allah. And from the evil of this life and the hereafter, and from all things that are harmful. And this is here in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. This is a command to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise to the creation. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the daybreak. With the Lord of the daybreak. Yani, the one who has the ability to cause the darkness to go away and to bring the light on the horizon and to take the darkness away of night entirely away, he is the one who can protect, and he alone is the one who can save an individual from harm and from danger. So believer, he seeks refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to seek refuge with Allah for many things. It's been narrated in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that many different aspects or many different issues that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made isti'adha from. From them, he make isti'adha from shaitan. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. These statements that a believer makes, they have great meaning. But if the believer is unaware of those meanings, he is ignorant of those meanings, or he knows them but he is heedless of those meanings at the time he makes that statement, then the statement will be very weak for him and it will not be beneficial. it will not be beneficial. These supplications like Aristiada, also Aristiana, saying Bismillah, or saying La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, or Allahumma a'inni, like this is Istiana. What is Istiada? A'udhu billah, A'yadhu billah. These statements, they have great meanings, and they're very beneficial for the believer. And some of the ulama have mentioned that they are similar to weapons. The weapons of the believer, supplication and dua, adhkar, and the awrad, fil-layli wal-nahar, wa fil-masa'i wal-sabah. They are like weapons for a believer, keeping him strong and safe and defending him by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. But just like if a person, so they are very beneficial in themselves. For example, istiadah, awr istiana, both of them very, very strong and powerful. The one who truly seeks refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal, fa'innahu, then verily Allah will protect him. And whoever truly seeks aid and help from Allah Azza wa Jal, then verily Allah will aid him. Whoever puts his reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entirely, in the verity Allah will suffice him. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. But this has to be done with the heart, and it has to be done properly. So the point is that many of the ulama have mentioned that these actions here, or these acts of worship, they are very strong in themselves, like a sword that is heavy, and a sword that is sharp, and a sword that is very, very powerful, and is strong and beneficial. But if a person who has a weak arm, he tries to pick up that sword, he will not be able to wield it very beneficially. He will not be able to defend himself with it if he does not have the strength to lift it and to carry it properly. Or if he does not have the skills of how to be a swordsman and to wield that sword properly, beneficially, it might not bring that much benefit for him, although it is very beneficial itself, that sword. Likewise, the person who seeks refuge with Allah, likewise the person who seeks help in Allah, likewise the person who makes tawakkul upon Allah, or he supplicates to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if he does not carry and use these supplications properly, then the benefit will be little. Then the benefit will be little. So the believer, he will not only say A'udhu Billah with his tongue, he says it with his heart. And he knows that he has no refuge and no protection from anything in this creation except with the creator of creation. Bi Rabbil Falaq, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Bi Rabbil Nas. This is the one who he seeks refuge and protection with from the evils of this life, from the evils of the deen, and from the evils of the dunya. From the evils of the misguided people who misguide in the deen, who misguide the misguided paths, and from the evils of this life and the evils of the dunya. Inshallah, we close with that. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.